You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, don't just watch the draft. You play the draft with the Cleveland Browns for your chance to win incredible prizes. Play the Draft is a new, free, and very cool fantasy NFL draft game. First contest is live now. Sign up at clevelandbrowns.com today. Trust me, if you're not part of this, you're missing out because this is a lot of fun. Put on your amateur GM hat and you'll feel like a pro doing this thing. It's a blast. All right, we are going to do the blitz now. Time to do the blitz. And we're going to start our trip around the National Football League. We're going to actually go in a couple of places, but we're going to start in Jacksonville and with someone who knows a whole lot about the Jacksonville Jaguars, who covers that team for the Florida Times Union. He's a good friend, Ryan O'Halloran. Ryan, first question is, what's the latest that you know about the Jaguars in regards to Alex Mack?
Well, things have quieted down. Thanks for having me, guys, sure. Since the weekend when he came into town and then left town Saturday morning. So it's, the Jaguars front office has been busy getting ready for some draft visits. They got 11 guys coming in over the next 3 days. So I don't know if that's taken a back seat. I don't know if there's been an offer made, but I would expect a quick resolution.
Do you expect at this time that an offer will be made to Alex Mack on a long-term deal?
I think so. I mean, whether he'll sign it, that remains to be seen, but I don't think you get to this point where you bring a guy in for a visit. Obviously, we've had conversations that an offer isn't made. I'm sure there have been parameters discussed for a while, even though this publicly came out of nowhere. So I think whether the ball is in the Mack camp's court yet, we don't know. But I think they definitely had formulated an offer even before they brought him in.
Ryan, so much that this Jaguars team needs, like the Browns, to improve. But give me a sense of what a difference a player like Alex Mack, not just that he's really good at his position, which is center, but having a really good center, and what kind of fit do you see that having for this Jaguars team?
Well, from a basic standpoint on a fit, they need to replace Brad Meester, who retired in December after 14 years. Okay, Mack would be able to slide right in. Another durable guy who's obviously in his prime and a lot more effective than Meester. From a locker room standpoint, I think you'd be sending a message that, hey, despite what they say about a three-year plan, that they want to maybe speed that up a little bit with a player like of his caliber, and show that they do care about the offensive side of the ball, even though on defense is where they've made most of their signings this offseason. And the third one is maybe they haven't ruled out taking a quarterback at number 3 or number 39 and starting them right away. They seem pretty hesitant at the combine, and rightly so, about when I asked them, would you be comfortable doing rookie quarterback, rookie center in week one? They sort of didn't want to talk about that subject. They didn't feel it'd be the smartest thing. So if you bring Mack in, maybe that eases the transition for a quarterback.
Speaking of the draft, the Jags in a great spot, picking 3rd overall in a very talent-rich draft. I know that the Jags are bringing in just about every big name for a workout. What direction do you think they're going as of today at number 3? And if the answer is a quarterback, which quarterback do you think, or which of the quarterbacks do you think are likely targets for them at number 3?
Well, I don't think it's going to be quarterback at number 3. I think it's going to be at 39, and I think they like Zach Mettenberger from LSU, obviously coming off the knee. And, not the most mobile guy, but they want somebody with a big arm who's played in a pro-style offense. He checks those boxes. He works out Wednesday. He's going to be here Thursday. Back to number 3, if they don't take quarterback, they've made no bones. They think this is an offensive draft. That's what they need to do. I think Sammy Watkins, the receiver from Clemson, makes a ton of sense because they need playmakers. They need a receiver because they can't count on when Justin Blackman's going to return from the suspension or if he's going to be reinstated this year.
Ryan, we appreciate the knowledge, my friend.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, let's go on to the Pittsburgh Steelers now, and a beat reporter for that team from the Washington, Pennsylvania Observer, Dale Lally. Dale, welcome to the show. And the Steelers, they've quietly put together a pretty good offseason. Who do you think their biggest addition was, and who was their biggest loss?
Well, I think Mike Mitchell, the safety they got from Carolina, is probably the biggest addition. He's probably the only guy who's penciled in right now. Actually, he's probably in ink. Into the starting lineup free safety in place of Ryan Clark. He'll give them some speed back there that they've been lacking with Ryan the last couple of years, and he should help out on the back end right away. As far as the losses at this point, I think when you look at what they've lost so far, I don't see anybody that they looked at and they said, oh, we really couldn't afford to lose that guy. But I think they really wanted Jericho Cotchery back, the receiver. He led them with 10 touchdowns, catches last season. And I think they thought they could get him back at a pretty bargain price, and Carolina kind of outbid them for him. So, that kind of forced them to go out and sign Lance Moore. So I think they really wanted Cotchery back, but weren't able to do that just because of where they were at with the salary cap.
Blake Bortles is reportedly working out with Big Ben. What are fans and the team saying about this? And do you think Bortles really is another Big Ben?
I'll tell you what, he's when you watch the Bortles play last year in college, and that's the first comparison I thought of when I saw him. Same body type, same size, both playing in a mid-major, and I really saw a lot of similarities between the two. And it just made sense, I think, if I'm Blake Bortles and his agent, if I can get together with Ben Roethlisberger and kind of pick his brain a little bit and see what he thought, coming out of a mid-major, the same situation, just kind of getting laying some groundwork possibly for, where he's going to go at. He's probably going to go in the top 10 somewhere, maybe even the number one overall pick, and how to handle that situation coming from a smaller school and just the different things with footwork and those kind of things. I think it's a great it's a great comparison. I really think they're very very similar quarterbacks. As far as what people around here are saying, not a whole lot, because the Steelers aren't going to draft the kid. They're still not in the market for a quarterback at this point. And obviously if they were, he would be a great guy to grab, because you wouldn't have to change your offense a whole lot. You could probably do a lot of the same things that you did with Roethlisberger with a guy like Bortles.
And what do you think the two biggest needs would be for the Steelers heading into this draft, Dale?
Well, I think, they have to address the defensive line at some point. I do think they'll still probably try to re-sign Brett Kiesel at some point here, probably after June 1st, maybe when they free up the cash from Lamar Woodley's release, bring him back for at least one more season. I think they need to look at the defensive back, cornerback position, add some youth to that position. And then I really think that they really need a wide receiver as well. They not only lost Cotchery this offseason, but they lost Emmanuel Sanders as well. Yes, they signed Lance Moore. Yes, they signed Darius Heyward-Bey. But, there's no guarantees that Heyward-Bey is going to be on the roster on opening day. I really think they need to get some youth at their receiver position. And there's a lot of great big guys in this draft as well, in those first couple of rounds, that could really help this team immediately with their red zone problems. They've always had some issues in the red zone since Roethlisberger's been the quarterback. And I think that, getting one of those guys, Antonio Brown's 5'10". Marcus Wheaton, the kid they drafted last year in the third round, is 5'11". Moore's 5'9". I think they need a bigger guy to add to that mix.
What do you think of Marcus Wheaton? He's a young player, a lot of speed, and I've heard Coach Tomlin saying he's expecting a big leap from him this year. What are you expecting from the young receiver?
He looked great last year in training camp. He really did. And even into the preseason, he was making some plays, and then he had some issues with some broken fingers throughout the season. Had a couple of surgeries on him this off season. So that's never a good thing when you're talking about a wide receiver in his hands. So you wonder about that a little bit. But I think physically he has the tools. He has speed. He's very quick in short spaces. To get open. I think he has a very high upside. But those hand injuries do concern me a lot.
Thanks so much, Dale. Appreciate you joining us again. Dale Lally from the Washington Observer covering the Pittsburgh Steelers. That is our blitz around the NFL today here on CBD. When we come back, though, we want to hear from you, and this is the question I want answered. How do you feel about the Alex Mack situation right now? Are you a little turned off? Would you be happy if he left? Do you want him back? Do you want this to be resolved? Because Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times Union said he believes an offer is imminent, if it has not been made already, to Alex Mack by the Jacksonville Jaguars. So certainly this is a situation that we have not heard the last on. But what we want to do is hear from you at 216-578-0850. Where do you stand on the Alex Mack thing? What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? What are your emotions right now? Let us know on CBD right after this. We'll be right back.